to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. As we start this day by spending some time with God, we're starting it the best way possible. Are you listening to God this morning? Are you letting Him take the lead in your life? Do you know that God designed your life so that it would not work right if you were not allowing Him to lead your life? Not only to lead your life, but to live His life in you, to empower you, to enable you to live the way He calls you to live, to do the things He calls you to do. That's the way to live life, by the power and presence of God in your life. That way of life is strengthened and enabled as we take time with God to deepen our relationship with Him. Do you know that all the blessings of the Christian life flow from your relationship with God? They are not just things that God gives you. He gives you Himself. He gives you your relationship with Him. He makes you right with Him. And within that healthy relationship, you find God, God's strength, God's enabling, God's blessing in your life. It's in the relationship. So never neglect your relationship with God. Never sink down into just trying to be a good Christian. You can't, but He can. And He is in you if you have come to Him in faith and received His forgiveness in your life because of what Jesus did for you at the cross. We're looking at some Psalms this week, and we look today at the shortest chapter in the entire Bible, Psalm 117. Only two verses in this chapter. Psalm 117 says, "Praise the Lord, all nations. Laud Him, all peoples, for His loving kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord is everlasting. Praise the Lord." No doubt the theme of that psalm is there. Praise the Lord. And He gives two big reasons. Because His loving kindness is great toward us. You think about it. Even if you've been a religious person from your childhood, if you grew up in church, no matter how good you have been, there's so much sin in our lives, isn't there? There's so much in us that is not right. So much that no one else ever sees, but there's lust in our hearts. There's a desire to get things from other people, to use people in ways that we shouldn't. So many ways that we are not honoring God with our lives. We don't deserve God reaching out to us. But in spite of the fact that we are living lives set against God's way of life, God reached out to us. Even before we started seeking Him, He started revealing Himself to us. He knew there was no way we could make ourselves right with Him, no way we could undo our own moral failings. We couldn't forgive our own sins. We had no right to. And so He did it for us. He became a man in the person of Jesus Christ, God the Son of God. He lived a life without sin, and yet He took the penalty for sin, yours and mine, so that we could be forgiven. If you've never experienced that forgiveness, you can turn to God right now and say out loud, "God, I know I need Your forgiveness. Thank You for what Jesus did for me on the cross. I receive that as Your gift of forgiveness to me. I want to start a new way of life in relationship with You." That's all it takes. You become a part of God's family. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.